is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And bells are tolling this morning at the Basilica of St. Mary in Wadowice, Poland, the birthplace of John Paul II. This basilica is where the Pope was baptized and took his first communion. NPR's Emily Harris has been covering the story from this area of southern Poland, which claims John Paul is both the native son and a political activist. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Just tell us what the scene is like there today.
Well, it's a beautiful, sunny spring day here in Wadowice. The crocuses are coming up on the lawn of the main square, which is called John Paul II Square. There's families out strolling and young people sitting on the benches. And many, many of the people who are coming through here are stopping in St. Mary's Basilica, which is right here on the square, to spend some of their day praying for the Pope. His health is very much on the mind of people here.
Wondering if you could share with us some of the story you might have heard from people who clearly might be very elderly now, who might have known Karol Wojtyła as a child. And then later people that might be a bit younger who remember him as a parish priest there.
Older people here who remember him, either knowing him personally or having an older sibling who went to school here, for example, with him, remember him as quite athletic, very good at everything he did, very devout from a young age. But there's also little legends about him that have really been incorporated into the understanding of him here in Wadowice. For example, I talked to a 12-year-old boy today who said one of his favorite things about the Pope was that after he passed his school exams, he went and enjoyed this wonderful cream cake, which is now available for sale in cafes all around the square. Later on, as a priest in Krakow, where he spent several decades, many people there remember him as very interested in many different things, open to many different kinds of people, and a religious leader who made a wide range of people quite comfortable.
I'm wondering if you can help us get acquainted, help us remember the young priest who became what amounted to a political activist, who opposed, first, of course, Nazism, and then opposed the communist regime, totalitarian regime in Poland.
The man who became Pope John Paul II had a lot of experience eluding totalitarian regimes. He was born in a really small window of time when Poland was independent in 1920. And that, of course, ended with the Nazi invasion. During the Nazi occupation, while he was working in a chemical factory and studying, he also participated in an underground literature and theater group that concentrated on Polish literature, which was seen as not acceptable during the Nazi period. And later on, his ordination under communism was also secret. His most political, dramatic political act that Poles all remember came when he visited Poland as the Pope and went to a place where the communist government was failing to get a church built, as they had promised, held a mass there, and this was really seen as an act of resistance that started the Solidarity labor movement that was very active in the 1980s and crucial in helping to overthrow the communist government.
Thanks very much. NPR's Emily Harris speaking with us from Wadowice, Poland.